This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. You might recognize Poon Chi Ho from his stints with the Malaysian Association of Chinese Comedians, as well as many other stand-up comedy shows. And now Chi Ho is doing his first full solo show with the Kuala Lumpur edition happening on the 20th of April. And the show is called Creepy. So Chi Ho is here with me today. And how are you?
I'm really, really, really good. I like being here. This is my favorite radio station.
Thank you.
Say it for the record.
Thank you. And that's not at all why I asked you to be on the show.
Oh.
It's also, you know, might be because I've spotted some creepy looking posters of you in my office building because you're going to be performing in here.
That's right. That's right.
So tell me, what's with the title of your show?
Well, the title, it's something personal, really. It was given to me by a family member. Because apparently I remind her, that title remind her a lot about me. So I thought, hey, let's just put it in as a show.
And
I
don't want, good way?
I'm not too sure. I haven't sat down and interviewed her before.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But you also did I remember seeing this on social media, you also sort of did a call out and a vote for potential names for the show, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah, what was the thought process behind that?
I thought I need people to know that I'm doing a one-hour show. I thought, you know, having them get involved and trying to figure out what I can call my show, and also, you know, sort of bribe them a bit with two free tickets. You know, a lot of people got involved. I like to say thank you to everyone involved. But the title was chosen because of something personal, which they'll find out if they come for the show.
What were some of the, maybe the close winners from the ones that were suggested on the online process?
I would say a lot of them used my name as, you know, a very graphic, bad word, I would say.
Oh, no. You know? Why am I not surprised?
Yes. I mean, my name starts with Poon and ends with Ho. You know what I mean?
Okay, so might not. I'm glad that didn't end up on the posters, I must say.
I think if it did, it would have sold a lot more tickets than Creepy.
So this is your first proper full-length stand-up show, solo show. What compelled you to decide to do that?
I think it's because of my friends. They've been telling me to do it. They say, hey, Chi Ho, you've been doing it for 12 years. You should really think of doing it, you know. And you shouldn't depend on people just ringing you up and doing other shows, doing festival shows, doing group shows and other shows. So you got to do something for yourself. And that's what I did. I listened to them and I pushed myself to come up with a lot more stuff. Also, I'm going to add in some of my favorite jokes from my previous shows, and I'm now ready to do something for 1 hour.
So what is the difference between working on a show that you're going to be doing together with other comedians and doing your own solo show?
I think I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to feel this, but I feel that I have more liberty to be myself. Because when I do group shows, especially when you come in the middle, it's, for me, very important to maintain the energy of the room. You know, you shouldn't try new stuff and things like that. But for this show, Creepy, I have come up with stuff that, you know, it's very me, and also, you know, stuff that can maintain the energy as well. So I think I have that liberty. I don't need to think about, oh, this guy coming on before me, super high energy. The crowd is like this. So let's try to maintain it so the next guy can come on and just, you know, pick it up, you know.
Yeah. And you said you're more free to be you. Mm-hmm. What is you when it comes to comedy?
Well, I like wordplay. Mm-hmm. I like telling stories that I experience, and I like to turn something mundane into something that you can laugh about, because everything goes through this filter, which is my brain. And I guess that's pretty much me. But for the rest of it, you got to come and watch the show.
You're trying not to spoil the show.
Yes.
But one of the things I enjoy about following you on social media is actually, exactly that. You kind of turn these like mundane everyday experiences, stories about your kids. Mm-hmm. Will we be seeing some of those in the show as well?
I'm trying to keep my kids out of it. Mm. I'm trying to basically do everything that I've always wanted to do for my first 1 hour, because I always wanted to do this before having kids. So I was kind of, in some sense, saving all my kids' stuff for later.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to get all this stuff out of the way, and hopefully the next few shows has something to do with my kids. In fact, a lot to do with my kids, because, you know, they're my kids.
So you're already thinking of your next few shows?
I don't like to think of that is too early, but you know, I have to plan it in some sense. Like after this show, I've got to start thinking about the next show. You know, I think it's part of being a parent, you know, like you're always thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow, not today. You just want to get past today, so that you know, you wake up tomorrow and you got to start over again. So yeah. I think it's a parental thing.
Also, there's a lot of comedy happening now in Malaysia.
That's right.
Yeah?
That's right.
It really does seem to be like in the last couple of years, just you know, so much more happening.
Yes, it's really booming, and I'm really, really happy, because last time people used to go out and watch comedy shows as an occasion.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they just basically, when they have nothing to do, they just come and rock up to comedy clubs like Crack House, Joke Factory, and you just sit down and watch the show. And you'd be very surprised that a lot of these people are actually first timers. It's their first time. And a lot more people are coming and noticing this small little culture that we have right now, slowly booming. And I think everybody, from the club owners to the comedians, we are all very happy to be part of this. We are basically, you know, making history every day, which is great. Nice feeling.
Does that create more pressure for yourself? Like when you put on a show, now there's so much more that you're compared against. Also, so many more other shows that they could be going for.
Because comedy is, there's so many different, you know, the palette for what is humor, what is comedy is so wide. You know, there's so many things involved. Every comedian has some their own DNA or what they want to bring to the table. And I'm not very pressured, because I just want to, all I know is I'll do well if I present my best self up there on stage. That's it. You know, I'm not going for the likes or pandering to a crowd. I'm just want to make people laugh. It's easy saying it, but it's also, you know, difficult to do. But I think that should be the only focus, making people laugh.
And those of us who might have already seen you at, say, with MACC, will we be seeing something different?
I think, like I mentioned before, that little bit of liberty, I can get a bit naughty. Just trying to
Sorry, I cannot get beyond the creepy poster. So when you say that now, I'm just like, oh, what?
I think it's between naughty, creepy, and dirty. I just went for creepy because it's a mix of naughtiness and dirtiness. You know what I mean? So I think I'm a bit naughty simply because of time. Because we do a show, we want to keep it tight. And we are all given amount of time to basically, all right, try to fit in the most laughs in 18 minutes. I do 18 minutes for MACC, but right now I've got an hour. I can possibly do the same 18 minutes, but really stretched out. You know what I mean?
But so surely the writing process for something like that is different, right?
Yeah, it's different, because I think at the back of my head, I'm reminded that, you know, these people are all there to see me. And that, for me, it's something very, very foreign. I still do not understand why some people want to come and see me, you know. I guess I find that out. And the liberty, the freedom I have in writing, that it's a bit different. Mm. So that's a good feeling.
How many years has it been since you officially started comedy?
Started somewhere around 2003 with a group called the Comeback Kings. I'm pretty sure you heard of us before.
I covered you guys back when I was
Yes. So Comeback Kings, we're actually a dance sketch skit group. And I am forced to write all the stuff because, and this might sound a bit racist, but I'm the only Chinese in the group. So I'm forced to like, okay, record everything down, you know, be the one who's more organized. So that kind of forced me into writing. And it was then where all of them just basically say, hey, Chio, why don't you write something for yourself? And because I was into theatre back then, I was like, oh, for myself? Like what? Like a monologue? <laughs> You know? I think I started from there.
Mm.
Yeah, back then, I didn't even know something like stand-up comedy existed until we illegally downloaded Russell Peters. Shouldn't have said that.
Well, that was before we had Netflix.
So
it's been a good, like, 15 years.
Mm-hmm,
How has your approach to comedy changed in this time?
I think it started to change and I started looking at how I can really, really make a living out of it after having kids, you know, after we decided to have kids, mm-hmm. you know. So I have to make sure I can do other things as well. So I need to expand from what I'm doing, which is stand-up comedy, writing, acting, even sometimes producing certain videos and also talent sourcing, which I'm doing quite a lot right now.
But also, like, that actually gives a clear idea of how the space now, this idea of humor and comedy, is also very different because it's not just about doing it on stage. You know, you have the opportunity to do it on social media. You have you can do videos.
Yes.
There's so many things that this idea of comedy can now translate into. Do you see yourself as being interest? Do you see yourself sort of engaging in all these different platforms?
I think it's nice to try to. I've done videos. I have been on stage, but I would say you'll never beat the feeling on stage because the crowd's reaction, the energy they give you, it's really raw. And I've seen a lot of YouTubers go on stage and it froze, you know, because they haven't gotten like feedback that is so instant.
And live
you know?
Feedback.
And
yeah.
live feedback. Mm. And, you know, all they got is basically the likes and the laughs on the comments. But this one's just, you know, how do I ride on that? How do I keep this energy going? And I don't think anybody can experience it until they go up on stage and perform for the first time.
So what can we expect from Creepy?
Some creepy stories. Some naughty bits. I like to share a bit of a wordplay because I started off like doing wordplay stuff because I thought I watched this guy named Dimitri Martin back in 2006 mm-hmm. and I thought, hey, this guy is funny lah. You know, I kind of like his stuff. So I went in that direction back then. But because of things like, you know, funnier comedians and corporate shows, I kind of had to change my style. And I think Creepy is a collection of all these experiences and different styles that I've done throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I look forward to the show.
I'm actually looking forward to the show too. Looking forward to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking to stand-up comedian Poon Chee Ho, whose show called Creepy is on in Kuala Lumpur on the 20th of April at the platform Menaraken TTDI. Tickets are priced at 40 ringgit and 50 ringgit and available at ptix.com. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our website, on our BFM app or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.